Again, Erev Shabbos, everyone. Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. It is not Friday. For us, it is Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, and Soschai Rivka Bas Tzipora Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Ben David Aryeh. Thank you so much for your generosity. It is almost time to welcome the Holy Hilika Shabbos. So here we go. So, Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. We're learning B'yam D'Rachach Ravitcher Meyer Morgenstern. And we've talked all about the preparation that's needed. You cannot experience, you cannot tap into, you cannot be enriched, you cannot be elevated by the beauty, by the holiness of Shabbos, unless you prepare, unless you get ready. And we spoke about all the things that are necessary to do that. L'ratzos, ritzoi, rats. You have to run, you have to want, you have to yearn for Shabbos. L'hischonein, you have to prepare. The second yesod was to prepare. You have to prepare in four different ways. Number one, you have to shop, cook, set the table, make the bed, and so on. You have to do the physical preparations. Number two, immerse yourself in the learning of Hilchos Shabbos, Mesechos Shabbos, ideas of Shabbos. Number three, you have to wake up and arouse yourself, open up your heart and your mind and your soul to feel Shabbos. And number four, you have to bask in the light of Shabbos all week long. We're up to now Yesod Gimel, the third. HaYesod HaShlishi Kedei LaZakos LeKedushas V'Or HaShabbos Hu LeHiskadesh. The third way in order to merit the holiness and the light of Shabbos is to make ourselves holy. It doesn't happen on its own. We have to make ourselves holy. Even though the core is Aseh Tov, we know David HaMelech in Tehillim told us, Sur Mira Aseh Tov. We have juxtaposed these two different perspectives or attitudes or approaches to every area of life, to every relationship of life, to every room for growth of life. There's the Sur Mira. Avoid the negative, avoid the bad, avoid that which will compromise or that will take us down. And the Aseh Tov, not only avoid the bad, do the good. You have this in health and wellness. Don't eat bad food. Eat what's right for you and exercise. Don't look at the wrong thing. Aseh Tov, fill your life with holiness and the right thing. Every single realm, every single example. So when it comes to Shabbos too, the ikkar, the core of getting ready, and the ikkar, the core central to the experience of Shabbos is Aseh Tov. To long for, to wait, to look forward to have drive and desire, to prepare, to enter and bask in the light of Shabbos all week long. Mikomakam tzorach gam sur meira. But a person also needs the sur meira. We have to avoid the bad, avoid the evil, avoid the negative. What does that mean? Where is the sur meira in turning Friday into Erev Shabbos? Where is the sur meira in experiencing the beauty, the light of Shabbos? Shetzorach leskadeshu lesnatek miklipos mitaivos. You know, we have an animal impulse, an animal instinct. We have an animal drive, animal desires. We have temptation. We're very human. We have failings and failures, and we have vices. We have to cut ourselves off from them. We have to break free from them. Sur Meira. What is going to block the light? What's going to conceal the light of Shabbos? What's going to prevent us and obscure us from connecting to the holy spiritual parts of Shabbos and in general from connecting to Hashem? What gets in the way, the impediment, the obstacle, the blockage, is when we indulge the compulsive behavior of our animal soul. Taiva, when we look at the wrong thing or say the wrong thing or act the wrong way, when we're lazy and sleep and procrastinate. Kikhosha adam mechusa beklipos rachman al-islan nishmaso eini yichola lahargish bo'or haruchni. The more that a person is covered with klipos, when there are layers and coverings, when there are filters, the bad kind, not the good kind, that are holding us back, then the light of our neshama, it cannot spread. It can't blossom. It can't feel and connect with the light of Hashem. V'lachein tzavsa osanu haTorah kidoshim to you. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, kidoshim to you, be holy, be holy. We don't strive for happiness. As Yidden, as Jews, we strive for holiness. Ki rak ayidei darchei hakedusha yachol ha'odam la'or ba'or ha'chaim. Because only when a person is a vessel of holiness can you hold the holy light, can you connect to the holy light of Hashem. But when we're filled with filth, when we're contaminated, when we're impure, when we're soiled, when we're indulging that behavior, then it's hard to connect. Now, it's very important to qualify this. None of us are perfect. We're all human. And a person should never feel I'm worthless and I'm incapable. Because, you know, I looked at the wrong things. I had the wrong thoughts. I said the wrong thing. I went to the wrong place. So you know what? I give up on myself. Hashem certainly gives up on me. I mean nothing. Those are terrible thoughts and negative thoughts. We're only human. And of course, we cannot get stuck in the past. We have to look to the future to be better. So Ravitcher Meyer is not saying that if you've ever been in the wrong place, had the wrong thought, if you've ever done the wrong ra, if you've ever indulged that animal impulse, you're finished. Don't bother. That's not what he's saying. We're human. We make mistakes. But do we come back? What's our aspiration? What's our ambition? Where's our drive? What do we strive for? Do we at least want to peel back the layers of temptation, desire, drive? Do we want to nourish the Kedoshim to you? Do we want to live a life in which we're striving for holiness rather than for happiness? We want to enjoy the ultimate and the truest pleasure, which is the light of Hashem Yisbarach. So where do we do that? Shabbos. Shabbos, our neshama is yisera. Shabbos, our neshama is on fire. Shabbos, we've shut off what is a source of so much tumah, especially technology. Technology is a bracha and it's wonderful, and there's so much that it gives us, but it also poses such a formidable challenge. It is filled with desire and drive and distraction, at the best, wasting time, and at the worst, imbibing images and ideas and ideals that absolutely corrupt us. Shabbos, we're disconnected from all of that. Shabbos, we're connected to singing and reading, to learning and growing, to davening and laughing and playing. And those are the things that nourish the neshama. Those are the things that expand the light to allow our light to connect to the light of Hashem. So there's the Aseh Tov. And we're often very filled with the Aseh Tov of turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. What's the Aseh Tov? You got to shop, you got to cook, you got to set the table, you got to change, you got to go to the dry cleaner, you got to get ready, cut your nails, get a haircut, take a shower. All the Aseh Tov, all the positive of getting ready for Shabbos. But there's a huge component, says Avichai Meir, of the Sur Meira of Erev Shabbos. And the Sur Meira is trying to rid ourselves and purge ourselves of whatever mistakes we've made, or whatever indulgences we've allowed, or whatever compulsive behavior we've engaged in. Maybe we had the wrong thoughts, or we said the wrong Lashon Hara. Maybe we felt feelings of jealousy or envy or arrogance or anger. Maybe we were in the wrong place. Sur Meira. Break free. Purge. Cleanse. Get rid of the Ra. Whatever that is that's dragging us down. Because if there's a layer that's covering us, if we're being concealed, then how will we connect to the light of Shabbos? So the more that we eliminate and purge and step back and remove from the impurity and from the physicality, then we will merit. We're making more space, we're making more room, we're becoming a greater vessel to hold the ruchnias. It's not possible to rise a level, it's not possible to be a vessel and a kli to hold and to experience the truth without purging first and purifying and getting rid of the contaminants, without getting rid of the ra. So we can't be focused exclusively on the Aseh Tov. It's a whole world of people who want to get together for the lachaims and the best wine and the best scotch and the best smoked brisket. And let's get together before Shabbos and we'll welcome the Shabbos with all the Aseh Tov. We'll farbring and we'll sing and it'll be great. But don't forget the Sur Meira. What else needs to first be removed and eliminated and purged? How do we have to cleanse? Some have the minhag to go. Men go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos. That's part of the Sur Meira. How do I emerge from the mikveh pure and reborn and renewed? How do I try to eliminate and not only wash off? We spoke about this earlier also, many sessions ago, episodes ago, that one of the kavanas that we have when a person takes a shower on Erev Shabbos is that we're getting rid of, we're washing off not only the physical dirt so that we could be the most clean physically for Shabbos, but the imagery is we're washing off the spiritual filth. We're eliminating, we're washing away whatever we shouldn't have been looking, thinking, saying, doing, tasting, experiencing, the Sur Meira. So Erev Shabbos is defined and characterized by Aseh Tov. Erev Shabbos is about the do the good, prepare the good, come closer to the good, but it's also the Sur Meira. And this is every person on the level they're at. The higher you want to climb, the holier you want to be, the more light you want to hold, the more pure you need to be, the more distance you need to be, the more purging you need to do from the wrong things. This is very core and basic and central to the service of Hashem, that only when Adam soger es atzmo mitayvas ha'olam hazeh, when we show discipline and sovereignty, when we have boundaries from the this world experiences, the compulsive animal experiences, then we can merit to receive the light. To receive the light of Shabbos, amitas yichud Hashem, the certainty, the truth of Hashem. So each person on their level has to a little bit less, a little bit less. So on Friday, the whole week long as we get closer to Shabbos, but particularly Friday, which is Erev Shabbos, start to a little less Olam Hazeh, a little less Gashmias, a little less Ra, Sur Me Ra. Try to remove a little bit from the Ra. Try to be focused much more on the Tov. We have to add both components. Please God, when we do, we can have the most beautiful, the most healthy, the most holy Shabbos. You know, this is a long weekend in America. Hamachuna Thanksgiving weekend. It is the long weekend. There's so much to give thanks to Hashem for. Hodu Hashem Kitov. It's a cliche. For a Jew, every day is Thanksgiving. And even though many are off from work Thursday and Friday, Shabbos is not just a third day of 3 days off from work. Thursday and Friday are off from work, but they're not Shabbos. Friday is off from work, but it's not Friday. It's Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos is altogether different. May we be a vessel. Sur Meira. Let's get rid of whatever Ra is holding us back, remove the peel, the layers, so that we can let all that light in to have a healthy, a holy, and a happy, happy Shabbos. Come Shabbos Kurdish. Come Shabbos Kurdish, everybody. Have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos.